Welcome back to the Fantasy Flavor Podcast, where we're spicing up your daily dose of fantasy football content. Hey, what's going on, viewers and listeners of the Fantasy Flavor Podcast? My name is Dylan Thomas, and I'm joined with Sanatan and Trenton as per usual, but we do have a special announcement before we begin today's episode. We'd like to welcome Justin to the team, permanent addition. Super excited to have you. Woo!
Hey!
Yes. Appreciate that smattering of applause there.
Oh yeah, a little on. What can we do? But we're just gonna get right started off here. We're gonna be talking about quarterback landing spots. We have a whole bunch of content here, so stay tuned. We're gonna kick it off with Snotten. Who's your team and break it down for us?
Guys, my team is Bengals, which is very obvious to everyone. And the prospects being mocked there are Joe Burrow, and there is a teeny tiny possibility that Tua might, you know, just take that place, or even Bengals can trade down a bit and give Dolphins the number one pick and take Tua later. There have been rumblings. So the depth chart that is that looks like is just Andy Dalton right now, who I'm pretty sure will be cut or traded. It's difficult that he'll be traded right now. And then Ryan Finley, who we all saw how he did with his whatever number of starts he got. They have the number one overall pick, and I'm pretty sure that that's what they'll use to draft Joe Burrow. Almost 95% probability that Joe Burrow is going there. They have a very good, they have a good set of pieces there. They have AJ Green, who has been franchised. They have Tyler Boyd. They have John Ross, who can just run away from people. And Joe Mixon, amazing piece there. So they have very good skill set players. And I think that will help Joe Burrow a lot if he lands there. The coaching group is also very good. The head coach there comes from Sean McVay's tree. And I'm pretty sure he'll try to implement that play action passing there with a young quarterback, Joe Burrow, who can also run a bit. So all in all, it looks like a very good landing spot for a quarterback. The only problems are that that division is very, very tough. They have very good, I think, top three defenses in Ravens and Steelers. And Browns, I don't think Browns are very good. But yeah, they are very good defensive teams in that division. So it will be tough for a new quarterback to, you know, survive against those defenses. They were top five passing percentage team last year with a passing rate of 63%. I think that will come down a little bit, and they will try to help Burrow with a good run game, and they have a superstar in Mixon, which I think is headed for a very good year. And Joe Burrow himself has had one of the best quarterback seasons ever in college football. He had like 76% completion percentage, of around 5,700 yards, 6 touchdown to interception ratio. That's amazing. And so I think all in all, looks like a slam dunk prospect and a slam dunk team overall. I think this is one of the best landing spots for this year. Again, if they don't take Burrow, even if they take Tua, he had one of the best quarterback seasons too, even though it was half a season. But he also has around 70% completion percentage. And in those 9 games he played last year, he had 33-3 touchdown to interception ratio. So whoever they take there, I think it's a good landing spot. And Tua has told that he's 100%. So all in all, what do you guys think?
I definitely like the Bengals a lot, to be honest with you. There's a lot of weapons there. The only question for me is kind of the front office, the coaching staff. not my favorite, to be honest. They're really unproven. So that's kind of all I have to say about the Bengals.
Not the coaching staff, mainly the owners. They are just very... that's a weird franchise that has never done good to anyone. So that's one of the concerning things. And I don't think the coaching staff got a lot of support last year. The quarterback's position was very, very shaky. And AJ Green was not there. So I think that will improve a lot this year.
That's assuming AJ Green comes back. He may not.
He will.
Who knows what happens with that,
It is possible.
Yeah, I like the Bengals. They have a lot of really good weapons on that offense. The only real question about that offense that remains is the line. They have some talented young offensive linemen, but they also have some holes up front. And
from last year is coming back, Jonah Williams, and he's apparently very good.
I love Jonah Williams. I think he comes in and fills in really well, but they still have holes elsewhere, and they'll need their young guys to step up and get much better in those areas so that Burrow or Tua, like you mentioned, Tua might go there. Either of those guys need to be protected, and they need to spend their second-round pick on offensive line if they go with one of those quarterbacks.
Yeah, well said there, Trenton. But let's move on here to our second quarterback landing spot with Justin.
Hey, guys. So I have the Dolphins here, the next logical team to get a quarterback. And so they have plenty of draft picks. They have the 105 this year. So picking at the 5 spot, they may have to trade up to get Tua. They may just sit there and get Tua. Like, who knows what the Chargers are going to try to do. But I think right now the most mocks I see have Tua or Herbert going there. And I like the spot for both of them, really. The depth chart's really easy to get into. It's Fitzpatrick for 1 year, and then whoever your future quarterback is. And maybe it's Fitzpatrick if that Harvard brain with Herbert. Maybe they start Herbert day one. Who knows? But the free agency changes that they have, they added Eric Flowers, they added Jordan Howard. They re-signed Isaiah Ford, their slot receiver that they kind of split in throughout the end of the last year. So I think the offense looks good. They've got plenty of weapons there. They kept some of their main pieces, added to the offensive line, added a running back. We'll talk about running backs later, but there's potentially some more coming there. So I think that the Dolphins are, they look like they're on the right track right now. And they've got a lot of draft assets this year and next. So they could become the weapon in the East instead of Tom Brady. That's kind of crazy to think that the Dolphins could flip it like that. I really like what Brian Flores has been doing. I think he's done a really good job coaching that team. And somehow the tank for Tua Dolphins went 5-11 and beat the Patriots right before the playoffs. So I think that was kind of nuts,
Don't remind me.
So that's what I got. What do you guys think about the Dolphins as a landing spot?
I mean, for the wins, of course, I'm not sure about the stats, but for the number of wins, I think that's one of the best landing spots. Their defense has become really, really good. So, and there is no competition in that division. So.
Yeah, they added some pretty good defenders this year. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Dolphins are pretty good here, but compared to my team, the Chargers. Nothing compares. Okay, let me break this down for you guys here. So the Chargers, I mean, honestly, the kind of prospects being mocked there are Justin Herbert, Jordan Love here, but my crazy theory is they grab Tua. I'm going to kind of skip around here for a second, but when you first think about it, they didn't really grab Cam Newton. They weren't interested in Nick Foles. They haven't shown any interest in Andy Dalton here, which definitely tells me they're grabbing a rookie QB here. And they kind of have faith there in Tyrod Taylor and Easton Stick to be that bridge guy. Now, the reason why I think it's Tua is because right now they own the 7th overall pick. They own all their picks in their draft, but the first round pick is definitely going to be a QB. I could see him trading up because they have all their picks. And look at where they invested in the offensive line here. They invested in right tackle, Brian Bulaga. They invested in 5-time Pro Bowl right guard, Trey Turner. Why am I saying this? Tua's blind side is the right side of the offensive line because he's left-handed. I don't know if you guys knew that, but that to most quarterbacks, the right side would be the left side. So that's his blind side. So that's really important. They also re-signed Austin Eckler to 4 years, $24.5 million. They lost Melvin Gordon to the Chargers, though. And that's kind of it. They have Travis Benjamin, still a free agent, but he wasn't really healthy on the team last year. So not really a big deal there. And the Chargers, I think, are the best landing spot because you have weapons like Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, Austin Eckler, Hunter Henry's on the franchise tag. I bet you they bring in another running back. Maybe they even invest in the offensive line. They do have a pretty good defense now with Derwin James coming back healthy. Signed Chris Harris, slot cornerback from the Broncos. But honestly, one of the stats that I think just proves statistically how good these weapons are where the Chargers were fourth in total yards after the catch in 2019. But like Phillip Rivers did chuck the ball a lot. The Chargers are third in air yards. So I do expect the air yards to go down, which are the more sticky yards. Yards after catch can be kind of fluctuating. But they were seventh in passing attempts, which I also see going down to 28th in rushing attempts. So I see more rushing, kind of less passing, kind of with the Bengals that Sinan talked about. But, you know, at best, I kind of see 4,000 passing yards here between maybe both quarterbacks that start. But I can see him trading up for Tua. I feel like this is a team that really would value Tua, would kind of value the hype he brings. I feel like Herbert wouldn't bring in the fans as much. They weren't even really in on the Brady race either, to be honest. It was kind of Tampa Bay just ran away with it. So it'd be kind of surprising because I don't think Herbert's that good. But I've also heard some rumblings that they like Jordan Love. So what do you guys kind of think about the Chargers?
I love the Chargers landing spot. I think they're very good, actually. Their defense is really strong. Good back end, good front end. They got a good running game. They've got plenty of weapons we're about to throw to. So I think this team, they want to get it right. So I think Tua could be the guy because they want to go in now. They still think they can win, I'm sure.
I think they have one of the best weapons there. And they own the sixth pick in the draft.
I'm mistaken. Sorry. I wrote 1-7. No worries. But that just means, you know, good things there. So,
and I agree with you. Mm-hmm. They could draft Tua, although looking at their quarterback room, I think Herbert is more realistic because he is kind of a Tyrod Taylor where he can run.
I think Tua is more like Tyrod Taylor because Tua is more mobile than Herbert. I disagree there personally, but you know,
I thought Herbert was more mobile.
No, I think Tua is more more mobile. Tua kind of reminds me of like Russell Wilson a little bit, not like as much of a rusher, but kind of like how he plays with the mobility. You know what I mean? How he's always scrambling.
But I agree. Of the three, Tua is the best pick of those three, the best landing spot there. Because you look at Justin Herbert and Jordan Love, both those guys have big arms and they like to push the ball. Tua is that guy that likes the short to intermediate routes, and he's going to an offense that loves to target their running back and has a great pass-catching running back in Austin Eckler, who they just re-signed. So that's a great fit. And you mentioned that they shaped up the right side of their offensive line. I feel like it's a perfect fit for him.
Yeah, and the Chargers were the team that targeted their running backs most last season. I believe it was like over 30%, so maybe 28%. Ridiculous. They love their running backs. Melvin Gordon's gone, but I think
Rivers
the Chargers
loves his running backs.
Yeah, Rivers does
love it. It will change
backs,
a little bit, I think.
Definitely.
But they also have one of the best route runners, so I'm pretty sure Keenan will get the separation and it will help the rookie quarterback.
Yeah, and you have Hunter Henry there, a nice blanket there too, and Mike Williams, the seventh overall pick. So who do we have for our last landing spot here, Trenton? Kind of a team I hear is a pretty cool team, personally.
Looking at the rest of the draft, those top three are the clear threes that are needing a quarterback. I think there's a fourth one that needs a quarterback, but I think that this team waits a year, might be in that tank for Trevor sweepstakes next year. But it's the Patriots. They have all they have on the roster, as far as I know, is Brian Hoyer and Jarrett Stidham. And that's not very awe-inspiring compared to Brady, which they had last year. So they're definitely in the market for a quarterback. I don't know if they go one this year or if they wait till next year. But if they do go for one this year, they're looking at possibly Jordan Love, maybe Jerome, or Jacob Eason. All those guys are talented quarterbacks who could fit into that scheme. I think Jordan Love would be their best case scenario, that they would get Jordan Love if they picked a quarterback at pick 23. But if they wanted to wait till the second round, they could get Fromm or Eason there. They did lose Philip Dorsett in free agency, but I don't think that's as sure it's a issue. I mean, they're going to miss him, but it's not as big of a deal as it made out to be. They still have some great receiving options. However, without Brady, I think that they're likely to shift more back into that run-heavy approach. Belichick, sure, will get the best out of everybody, but I think that they shift it now that Brady's gone and look to run more. However, it is, as was mentioned with the Dolphins, as you brought up, Justin, it is a weak division. I mean, now that the Patriots don't have Brady, anybody can win the division. And the fact that anybody can win it after losing Brady signals that it's weak overall and that it should be easy enough for a rookie quarterback to come in and help themselves.
Yeah, I really like some of the points there you make. They don't have a second round pick, so I don't know if I feel like they'd take Jake Fromm in the first. To be honest, that would be a total Patriots move because everyone hates Jake Fromm, but he kind of reminds me of Tom Brady, kind of a winner. Nothing really sexy about him there as a prospect. I do think they read with Stidham, though, to be honest. I feel like if they wanted somebody else, they'd bring in maybe an Andy Dalton. There's Cam rumblings. There's the Deshaun Watson rumblings. I don't think they tank for Trevor because the division is that bad. It's honestly so bad, you know. I feel like there's going to be a worse team to get there. Maybe they grab one of those other quarterbacks, but definitely I don't think they draft one. I'd be shocked. I feel like they go defense. They lost Kyle Van Noy, Jamie Collins. They lost a whole bunch of pieces on defense. They traded Daron Harmon to the Lions. So I think it's unrealistic, but I do think if someone goes there, it's a good landing spot from like a front office kind of coaching standpoint, though, for like the long-term outlook of that prospect.
It was the weakest division for the last 20 years, and imagine it got weaker. So how bad the division could be. And I don't think Jordan Love will be there at 23. He's going way earlier. There has been so many rumblings for him. And they traded their second rounder for the star wide receiver, Mo Sanu. That's why they don't have a second rounder.
Yeah.
I agree with actually Dylan.
Yeah.
Huh?
He killed your Ravens, though. He had like 13 catches, 100 yards.
It's not killing. No one killed the Ravens, except for the Titans.
Derrick Henry killed the Ravens.
Man Army killed 53 points. Jeez,
yeah. Trade back into the second round potentially, though, if they really have their eye on a quarterback. Yeah. I mean, it's not out of the question.
I think if they do grab a quarterback, I could see them trading back, but I definitely think it'd be more like a later day pick. I think they're trading back because they don't have the second round pick. So, I mean, I'd love to see them grade up and draft a quarterback. I hate quarterback mediocrity, and I feel like the New England Patriots system is so good that Jarrett Stidham could. You know what I mean? If Jacoby Brissett was pretty solid in New England, I feel like Jarrett Stidham, really highly recruited high school prospect, you know, he could kind of be the same. So that's kind of all I have to say about these landing spots. Any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
Yeah, so what do y'all think about potentially Jalen Hurts at pick 23 to the Patriots? Wouldn't that be wild?
That'd be a
more
big
chance of Hurts being there than Love.
Yeah, no, Jalen
Hurts.
That'd
be a big change from Brady, though.
Yeah. I feel like they're open to changing the system there because I remember when they had Garoppolo, they're like, we like it that Garoppolo could run faster than a turtle. you know, they liked how he was more mobile and they thought they could do some cool like bootleg stuff with him. I remember that coming out and definitely could be a
thing. I don't think
there,
they will want to change is that they would not want a quarterback who makes mistakes.
Jalen Hurts is pretty smart though.
Hurts is really smart, and he was really good last year.
Love is kind of a gunslinger, right?
Yeah, Love.
Yeah, Love kind of fits that Jameis Winston type, except he's got better.
Yeah, I don't think Belichick will like that. I mean, Belichick will sit Winston like four times in a quarter, every drive. After every drive, he'll sit him for another drive. He'll be so mad at him.
Jesus. All right, but
wait a minute. You're saying that I actually have people that agree with me that love isn't all that? Wow, this is great.
No one here thinks that love's all that, but we do think he gets drafted high because of the NFL. Yeah. You know, that's what we're saying. Mm-hmm. So,
because people have seen Mahomes, everyone thinks that gunslingers are awesome. They are the next, they are the next hotness. But they have to go in the right system. Like a gunslinger with Patriots is not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, unless they rework.
I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Bill will slap Winston.
Yeah,
in a game if he goes there. He would not like such quarterbacks.
Yeah. No, if it was he's just McDaniels, a great quarterback. I could see it, but no, not with Bill.
He's a great talent. He's just being way too overhyped.
Yeah. I mean, it's potential, though. That's what they said with Mahomes. He was super raw. So they're going to buy off of that 1 out of 10 chance that he'd end up being Mahomes. It's not even that high, but you know.
Yeah.
All right. With that being said, thank you guys so much for listening. I'll let the outro take care of the rest and have a fantastic rest of your day, viewers and listeners. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Feel free to leave feedback, subscribe, or check out our previous content. And remember, have a fantastic rest of your day. Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Feel free to leave feedback, subscribe, or check out our previous content. And remember, have a fantastic rest of your day.